The doctor was the monk. Sorry, old habits. Here we go. How does a podcast evolve after you've practically solved every puzzy and riddy? You really gotta expand upon your limited brand before your show gets really shitty. You turn to face reality and pray your personalities will carry this last minute pivot through. So here comes the content that nobody wanted. Now it's time for Hate Riddle Riddles Clue Crew.
Step right up, step right up. Anybody else want in now? Anybody else want in? Let me guess your weight. Let me guess your weight.
Ooh,
No, I'm sorry. I don't want to. You were standing in front of a tent, and I thought there was more to it, but it's just I go at the tent and you...
Oh, sir, there is, but there's a line. Can I guess your weight? Your weight is about... I'll do this one for free. Your weight is about 45 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, 45 minutes. Hun, yes. What do you think? 45 minutes? 45
yeah,
minutes?
Yeah, I mean... There's long waits kind of everywhere. So, yeah.
Can I tell you what's in the tent to tempt you?
Yeah, please. Absolutely.
Okay. What's inside is a mystery.
To you?
Yes. They won't
they
even tell me.
They haven't let you in. Yeah, they haven't let you in yet.
After I work outside guessing the wait times for 2 years, then I get a peek behind the curtain.
Hey, buddy.
Yes?
What if I gave you like $25? Then could me and...
Ooh, that would be great. Yes,
my
please.
Boyfriend's oh, so
wait.
Cool.
Wait, hold on. No, it's not just... It's an exchange for something. Can me and,
oh,
can me and my girlfriend
no,
skip the line?
No.
$25, we can't skip the line and go...
What about this huge bear that my boyfriend won for me?
Oh, we don't have a bear act.
What?
We don't have a bear act.
Oh, no. I won that for her maybe 3 years ago. But
yeah, I bring it everywhere.
We bring it everywhere.
Oh, thank God. Sorry, I panicked. I see now that it's a stuffed bear. It's clearly eaten a lot of Mexican food, and it has... No room in its big belly for human flesh right now.
Yeah, I mean, we keep the bear pretty well fed. Obviously, it's a 3-year-old bear, so it's going to be big.
Come on, let us into this
Come on,
Patreon episode. Come on, let us in.
Please go in.
Come on,
let us in. Let's take a peek.
There's a Patreon episode in there?
Yeah, of course. That's what I
That's
heard.
What everybody says. That's what
Grab my
do.
Hand. I can fly.
Okay.
Sorry, I'm drunk.
We're throwing a lot of
wall. I'm drunk.
Yeah.
I'm drunk, and I'm also out of rough eye.
I'm GBC.
And I'm Aaron Keep.
Speaking of circuses, do you remember not too long ago we talked about how
the
we want
circus.
To do we want to do some sort of Travel Channel show that's us going around to state fairs?
I think about it all the time.
That to me is such a great idea. And here's the new information. I talked to my friend, who's a lawyer, about this idea.
Okay.
And he said...
It's
what
illegal.
The fuck do you want from me? I'm a lawyer. I can't help you with anything.
Yeah. That's a first step. That's some
that's
good
a
news.
First step.
I actually told my friend, who is a professional bounty hunter, about this idea. And he said, shut the fuck up. I don't care what you're saying. I'm going to get that $25,000. It's better if you're alive.
You hunt paper towels?
I told my friend, who is a state fair event planner, that we're interested in doing this idea.
Yes.
And my friend said, stop talking about me out loud. I'm your imaginary friend. So that's not nothing. We're getting our foot in the door.
Uh-huh.
My friend said, Aaron, this is my wedding. Please focus.
You are officiating. Please.
Where is
Shut
the
up.
Ring?
Your guess is as good as mine.
Aaron,
your guess is as good as mine, said to the tunas, your wish is my command. Your guess is as good as mine.
deep bow, step
deep
back.
Deep bow.
Aaron, I have to assume, after you move to California, you have to come back so we can all go. The rumor is the Minnesota State Fair is the king of all fairs.
Okay, I can't disappoint the king.
I'll
be there.
I bet there are probably some upstate California fair that could give it a run for its money. I mean that whole region of California is absolute trash.
I found something out somewhat recently, which I'm excited and also bummed about, which is Morton, Illinois, is like the pumpkin capital of the world. And every year they have a pumpkin fest. So this year, if they have it, I gotta go because pumpkin is one of my favorite things.
Was it canceled last year or you've never been?
I've never been because I didn't know about it, but so I have to go.
I think a lot of fairs were canceled last year, so you probably did not miss it if it happened last year.
Yeah, well, that's what Gemma was saying is because she typically has affairs and she was like, she said she couldn't go have her
Okay, Aaron, do you want to
just explode right now or blow up and
sorry,
die? Or...
I'm playing with my ribbon over here in the corner. I got distracted. I have cat tendencies. Do not shine a flashlight at the wall. I'll try to attack it.
Here, give me 1 second. 4, 3, 2, 1. Cool. I've repressed all my trauma again. So,
ooh, your neck just got real wide.
As I do every night, right at bed, I lay silently. I take a deep breath. I repress all of my trauma, and then I start the next day.
And that's why a riddle podcast exists. You know how like diamonds get made because it's just like the absolute pressure put on them.
Yeah,
if someone represses their trauma enough, it starts a riddle podcast.
Pressure and bad improv start a riddle podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we should be thanking our lucky stars because we are not doing riddles tonight. What we are doing is we are going to revisit something we've done a few times before. I think this might be our fourth time.
I heard a little rumor that it's Aaron's favorite kind of episode.
Wait, well, you're friends with rumors. Did you say it's fourth time?
I think so.
Okay, I'm going to guess burying a grandparent.
Well, four of mine are dead, so...
Okay, so we're halfway there.
So congrats to you two, apparently.
No, I still have three still kicking. That I know of.
So
have
I
not
have
checked in on them in a while.
I have zero, too.
Twins.
I'll be honest, guys. I effectively have zero.
So we have nine. Nine dead
and
grandparents.
Let's suppress the trauma. And oh, great. We're doing a public access TV.
It's in a book. So take a look. Suppressing trauma.
Suppress your trauma.
Oh, no.
I can't feel anything.
I'm numb as hell. It's like a spell. Suppressing trauma.
I'm numb as hell.
We've been having
it's like
a lot of
shell.
Fun. We've been having a lot of fun with that Reading Rainbow song in these last few episodes.
You live in Seattle. We're going to be doing, so I don't know if y'all remember.
I have to just give myself space and tell myself, JPC, stop trying to come up with more stuff for the Suppressing Trauma Reading Rainbow song.
No, please.
The world doesn't
need it. I literally was
it.
Just like, Aaron, focus.
I was like, something bad happened to me.
I was just thinking, watching your family die, then get really high, numb yourself, put it on your shelf, suppress that trauma.
God.
Okay, it doesn't matter, though. This is the thing, that nothing matters.
My daddy hates me. I masturbate me. I'm suppressing trauma.
I masturbate me. I masturbate me.
You know what, guys? I'm trying to be more self-sufficient these days. I'm starting to masturbate myself. You know?
I don't...
I'm not outsourcing it anymore. I'm doing it for myself.
This goes into, like the whole suppressing trauma thing. It's like, oh, this is very important, and I feel very lucky that I've been able to go to therapy and just, like, to work on things in therapy, but that sounds like something a therapist would say. Like, you were like, yeah, like, I can't stop masturbating, and they're like, no, say I masturbate me. Take ownership of
take back the power.
Take the power, take the ownership of it, take responsibility for it. You masturbate you. No one else is masturbating you.
It's also like, I feel like we could tell our therapist, like, we could go to therapy or we could sing songs with our podcast friends about suppressing trauma, and I feel like it's sort of the same conversation.
I've been in a slog. I kiss my dog. Suppressing trauma.
My therapist of 3 years, just in our very last session, just said to me, "Wait, I'm sorry. The podcast is a real podcast?"
And then she writes furiously.
She said she tore her entire notebook off, and she said, "We have to start again from scratch."
She's like, "I thought Mariah was the podcast."
I just keep going, like, "Yeah, the podcast is going well." And she's like, "Okay."
He doesn't feel
comfortable sharing.
Your dad. Okay, we're gonna have to start over.
And she's like, "Again, you feel comfortable saying all this for my podcast?"
Okay, so we're doing public access TV shows. That's the purpose of today.
We are doing public access TV shows. Rumor Willis was right. So, not too long ago, we did another live stream, and we did public access for the live show. I don't count that amongst our against the number because it was only half an hour, and it was for a limited audience. So,
and
we
if you
got
missed
a lot
it, it's gone for at least a year.
Uh huh. We'll put it out there sometime with all of our live stream shows. But
and
it's
then
be
I
a
cried
little bit.
When it was over. Humiliating. Well, wait, hold on. Suppressed it. It's gone.
Aaron, don't cry because it's over. Cry Because you didn't have fun.
Cried because you're embarrassed.
But we sourced our audience to send us public access TV shows. Some of these are real. Some of these I'm guessing are fake or made up. So we don't really know what's what. But I thought to use these surplus for the patrons. So we're going to start off here. So would either of you like to volunteer to go first? Otherwise, I can volunteer myself and masturbate myself.
I masturbate me. I'll go first.
Yeah, there you go, bud. Take that ownership.
I'm masturbating. I'm masturbating. Just those two guys? So JPC, here are your suggestions.
Okay.
This person does not say we can use their name, so I'm going to use their initials. This is from JB. JB has some suggestions. They are Lost Heirs to the Forgotten Kingdom.
Okay.
Scams, Shams, and O-Dams. And Symbolic Gestures. I'll read those once more. Lost Heirs to the Forgotten Kingdoms, Scams, Shams, and O-Dams, and Symbolic Gestures.
Okay. I'm going to go with Lost Heirs to the Forgotten Kingdoms.
Perfect.
Ooh,
perfect.
Okay.
Welcome back to another episode of Lost Heirs to the Forgotten Kingdoms. I, of course, am historian Jacob Bookbagster. With me, as always, my fellow historian, and please go ahead and introduce yourself.
Yes, thank you so much. My name is Reservoir Bookmark, and I am also a historian and happy to be back on the show.
Reservoir, it's good to have you back on the show, and we have a live one today because we have, through our various, university jobs and library gigs and, pickup work here and there.
Yes, I'm a janitor at Valparaiso.
Yes, and I am universally known as one of the most unhirable historians in the business.
They call you a universal monster.
That's true. Dracula. We have tracked down, through genealogy, we have tracked down the heir to the Pop-Tarts Kingdom.
Yes.
That's right. This is the inventor of Pop-Tarts. Great.
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 Oh, my God. Am I late? I'm so sorry. I got stuck in my car in the parking lot.
No.
Stuck.
It is quite all right because you are quite the treasure.
A
treasure that is worth the wait.
I have to ask, as a historian, janitor, where did you get stuck? In the trunk? In the front engine part? In the back seat?
Good question. Here's the thing. I parked in a spot. It wasn't really a spot. It was just a space between two cars that wasn't a spot. I tried to open my doors. Couldn't get out. Tried to open my other door. Couldn't get out.
Yes.
I fell asleep in my back seat for 45 minutes, and then I kicked my way out through the back window.
Not unlike a Pop-Tart kicks its way out of a toaster oven. Once it is done cooking.
Yes. And your name, as I'm seeing it here, is Coco Pop-Tart?
Well, it slipped into that a little bit, so yes.
So
well, then just own it. Just own it. Just like you should own your fortune and your family name.
Yes.
Yeah,
now,
here's the thing. I partied too much, and they made me change my last name.
Oh.
They sort of kicked me off the will, if you will.
So your last name is not Pop-Tart?
No, they made me change it. They made me change my last name to Disgraced. But I do all right on my own. I'm not sad. I'm not missing out on those millions of dollars.
Yes, and you actually made your own millions, famously, through your own sitcom, Disgraced Under Fire.
Yes, but then I lost it all. In one beautiful night in Atlantic City.
But then you gained it back, right? Because you cut open what you thought was a pregnant elephant, but it turned out to be a statue full of treasure.
And then I lost it all again in a beautiful night in Atlantic City.
Only
sorry,
to be one back.
Our research says that the second time you lost it was in Atlanta City.
Yeah, in Atlanta.
Yeah, so people mostly just say Atlanta.
I bought all the Coca-Cola I could carry.
Wow, Atlanta, the city underwater. Now, how did you get to Atlanta?
That was the third time I lost all my money, which was Atlantis.
But then
I
you
tried
married
to swim down there and drowned a little, died for 11 minutes. The medical bills were through the roof.
I don't mean to quibble and quabble, but I think if you die for 11 minutes, you're dead.
For 11 minutes?
Do you think this show is just in your head on the operating table?
I don't know. What do you think, book bag?
Well, ask me something only you would know. Yeah.
You're quick, Mark.
Wait, I'm sorry. Ask me something you don't know, and if I have the answer, you are not just dreaming this.
Well, I mean, that's obviously not going to work, because we're two of the most premier historians in the world. What is it that we don't know?
Yeah. Oh, true.
Okay. How many wars have the United
I'm out.
States...
this one I'm out on. My Achilles heel. I don't know it.
I'll do
All right,
my best.
I'll try another
best.
One. I'll try another one.
Okay, please. I can probably get anything else.
How many presidents...
I'm out.
Yeah, this one's a no-go for us as well.
That's my one blind spot.
On the world stage, how many global empires...
Nope.
Oh,
I thought this was Shakespeare.
...lasted longer...
Oh!
...than 200 years?
Ooh, I'm out. If it's numbers, I'm out.
What do you know? Name one historic fact.
We know that you, historically, are the last remaining heir to the Pop-Tart creation. Now, what are some of the, just for our listeners, what are some of the lost flavors of Pop-Tarts?
Ones that didn't necessarily
make it to market, but that your family concocted.
This would be something that your family would keep in an old wooden box locked with an old brass key that you would have accessed maybe as a young child and opened it up, and then an authority figure would have snapped it closed and said, "Never look in there. That's where our family secrets are kept."
Yes, flavors like kisses from mom.
Nothing that poetic. We tried out blood. We tried out Thanksgiving adjacent. We tried out if the feeling disappointment could be a Pop-Tart.
Oh yes.
But that was in the vault. Those are some family secret ones.
Yes.
I have a question for you. Peanut butter Pop-Tarts. When?
Scene. When? gotta love that waterfall cadence.
When? Podcast words are sober thoughts.
That was me embodying the spirit of a person on Twitter. Peanut butter Pop-Tarts, win!
Win. Aaron,
yes.
You, my dear, are up next. Is that okay?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Is that okay? Aaron, I can't give you these names until you consent to hear them.
Mm-hmm.
This is from our good friend SF, who says, love y'all. And these
love you!
These are actual... So I'm just going off what they say. So sometimes they're real, but the person doesn't say they're real. Sometimes they're real and they're probably fake. But this person says real titles from Georgia Public Broadcasting.
Okay.
So speaking of Atlanta. So Aaron, looks like you have four here. You have Xavier Riddle and the Secret Museum.
Okay.
Pinkalicious and Peterrific. Christopher Kimball's Milk Street Television. And New Scandinavian Cooking. So Xavier Riddle and the Secret Museum, Pinkalicious and Peterrific, Christopher Kimball's Milk Street Television, and New Scandinavian Cooking.
I think I'm going to do Pinkalicious and Peterrific.
Great.
Hi, it's me. Pinkalicious, your favorite puppet that teaches you about life. Thanks for coming back, kids. I'm here, as always, with my co-host and baby brother, Peterrific. Peter, say hello.
Hey there, sis. It's me, Peterrific. I don't know much because I'm so young, but I'm excited to learn from my big sis.
Awesome. Today, we have a great guest that's going to teach our very young audience something they don't know about yet. Please welcome to the stage, mortician Jeffrey Campbell. Jeff, come on, yay!
Hey, yay!
Yes, thank you so much for having me. My name is Jeffrey Campbell.
Jeffrey, I'm a puppet and so is my baby brother.
It's true.
Tell us a little something about what you do for work.
Well, as a mortician, I don't know how graphic you want to get, but as a mortician, what I'll do is I'll...
Well, I'd say probably not very.
It's too late. I've already started. Once I've uncorked, I can't stop. So what I would do is I receive the cold, hard slabs of recently deceased bodies. I take my scalpel, and what I'll do is I'll remove their eyes, because the eyes should always be the first things to go. When you are embalming someone, when you're prepping someone for their final moments, you don't want them staring at you. And I'll be honest, I've seen eyes move, and I hear that it's just their final breath escaping, but why would their breath escaping have anything to do with eyes?
Our puppet jaws are slowly... coming open just in a shocked face.
Strings and buttons and stuff.
So what I'll do then is I'll put a tube straight up the nose. Now
they're
this
quivering.
Tube goes from the nose up into the brain, much like ancient Egyptians did with a hook. Then I'll just vacuum out the brains. I'll put those in a jar for later, and I'll get to this part. Any questions so far?
Last week on the show, we had a fireman, and he told us how they trained the Dalmatians at the station. What's something fun about your job?
I've cut open a Dalmatian that died from third-degree burns, and
let me tell you, the
smell was exhausting.
What do you do with the brains in the jar?
Don't ask a question you don't want the answer to, Peter.
I don't know why that came out of me.
Well, is this on the record or off the record? I'll assume off to protect myself.
It's so live. What we do
with the brains is I actually put those to the side for my experiments. Because what I like to do is I like to combine animals that don't usually typically mate. And I will cut pieces.
And that's something that you're paid to do and is sanctioned by your boss?
No, I said hobby. Now, what I'll do is say I'll
What do you mean typically mate? Do they sometimes mate?
Well, I'll put the head of an alligator on top of a rabbit. Now, clearly that's
that
not something...
That doesn't answer my question at all!
That's not something that would organically happen in nature. But then when I put a Dalmatian brain in the crocodile's head, suddenly it starts to twitch to life. And if only for a few minutes it comes to life and lives and makes the most awful siren sound you've ever heard.
2 weeks ago, we had an ice cream flavor inventor on the show, and she brought us some free samples. Do you have any free samples for us today?
Yes, I brought you each some embalming fluid. Now, what I want you to do is get used to the smell, because sometimes when we hold funerals in my own home, and no, I don't own a funeral home, I just have a large backyard. Sometimes people will go lean over to kiss their loved ones. They'll get a whiff of that embalming fluid, and they'll retch right on top of their beloved one's face. So I want you to get used to that smell.
Speaking of a whiff of something, 3 weeks ago on the show, we had on another mortician. And it went about as bad as this is going.
Yes,
who keeps booking these morticians on the show?
What are you doing to Pinkalicious and Peterific? Leave us alone!
Oh, I can see I've worn out my welcome. Well, I'll see you two sooner than you think.
Okay, well, thanks for stopping by.
You're already stuffed.
Okay.
My job's already done for me.
Okay, thank you so much.
Okay.
Turns into bat, flies out window.
Our next guest is from a local mortuary. And
no!
They are a mortician.
No!
Please see. Welcome.
Our producer hates us!
Oops, all morticians.
The idea of puppets just slowly, like, their eyes, like, getting wider.
A kid's show where every week on they have a different mortician who just walks them through the process again and again
them.
And again.
That's horrible.
Over and over again, they just keep explaining
so
morticians.
Outstanding. And I also love all the previous jobs of, like, we had on an ice cream man and a fire engine. So here we go. Here's some that I have to choose from. This is from our good friend JR. These are food fights, the garden wall, and hospital circus.
Oh, wow.
Good ones.
Wow. We opened with a circus scene-ish, so I feel like I have to go with hospital circus. But Over the Garden Wall is one of my favorite movies.
This is a tough
fights,
call.
Dude. Pretty
and
good.
I love food. I'm going to go food fights because I'm going to go outside my comfort zone.
Wow, food fights.
I'm so
okay.
proud of you.
Me too.
Shut up. Guys, shut up. I'm trying to start my show.
Shut up. You shut up.
Hey! Hey, what's up, everyone? This is Tony X. Welcome back to another Food Fight. I'm joined by my best bud and second cousin. Go ahead.
Whoa, sorry, Tony. Just thrown because never heard best bud before, but feelings mutual. Likewise, right back at you. It's Marlo.
Yo, me and Marlo are about to fight with some food.
Food.
But I also have one of my other cousins and one of my top 10 favorite cousins. Please welcome to the stage.
Roar! Hey, I am Blaze, but you used to call me your best bud, and I'm feeling a little bit hurt.
Yeah, but then my family moved away and we didn't see each other that often. So me, Blaze, Tony X, me, Tony X, Blaze, and Marlo are going to have a bit of a food fight.
Food fight. And Marlo would just like to say to Blaze, Blaze, you got to be in my top five, buddy. Top five for sure. Even
Marlo.
Though we live in different cities and we don't see each other much.
Marlo, just this morning I made you my emergency contact, so that hurts my feelings.
Blaze, I'd just like to say, I didn't ask you to do that. We didn't talk about it. And frankly, it's making me reconsider, do I want you in my top five cousins?
Nobody asks anyone to be their emergency contact. That would be a creepy thing to ask someone.
Okay, we have to get started. I'm going to come up with the first scenario, followed by Marlo, and then Blaze. So
can I just say, it should absolutely be a conversation. You shouldn't just make someone your emergency contact without having a conversation about it first.
But it would be so weird to be requested to be an emergency contact.
It's like putting someone down for a job interview as a contact, and then you don't tell them, and they get that call, and you're like, is this a prank? And they're like, we know all we need to know.
Are you saying that? Because I did that to you.
Yes.
That's what caused him to move away. Sorry, Tony X, you didn't want me to share that with Blaze, but that's what it was.
All right, come on, I'm dude. Currently crying.
Okay, let's get into the first scenario. So, two fighters enter an arena. They are fighters of equal skill.
Can I just say to Blaze, I see that you're crying and I understand that you're hurt and I apologize because I was being a little too brash and I didn't need to be.
Your honesty was just your truth, my man, and you were speaking it, and I ended up at the bottom of the friendship group.
As long as you recognize that. So, one of the soldiers has at their disposal a side salad. The other soldier has at their disposal breaded veal. Who is winning this food fight?
Ooh, this is a matchup for the ages.
Side salad versus breaded veal.
Breaded veal.
Well, at this point, I would just sit down and let someone attack me with their food.
What's that now?
Blaze, I would feel so bad for you in this situation that I'm probably not even going to chuck this big piece of breaded veal at your side salad.
Big veal.
I think that the side salad would beat the veal because croutons in the eyes.
I think the breaded veal wins. Hashtag all the veals. All
right, next hypothetical food fight scenario. French fries versus waffle fries.
Waffle fries win because a French fry is going to get stuck in a waffle fry. If somebody jabs at you with a French fry, you catch it in your waffle fry, you spin it to the left or right, disarming them.
Oh, sorry, guys. I'm getting a bunch of texts from my other friend group. They're trying to plan a sleepover, and they said, I simply must be there.
Sleepovers? Aren't those for babies?
Blaze is crying again.
I think French fry is going to take the cake here because, unlike a waffle fry, French fries don't want to be crossed.
Uh-oh, Marlo. So you're suggesting French fries versus cake? French fries are taking on last week's winner, cake round.
All right, cake versus French fries. Here we go.
Here we go.
Cake is moist. Cake is soft. Cake has the butter cream frosting.
But fries, shaped like a sword. One of the most old weapons of all time. Even big old stick. Cavemen used to bop each other in the face with a big old stick. Looks just like a fry.
But if you're throwing a cake, you know what that means. You're ruining someone's event. Not only are you throwing something that's going to maybe hurt someone, but you're ruining a birthday or
Blaze,
a wedding.
We cannot apologize enough for ruining your birthday. But
you knew what you were doing.
You should not have invited us after what went down with Tony X's big move.
Tony X's big
move.
U-Haul.
Penske truck.
Scene. Poor Blaze. My
He's
heart goes
okay.
out for Blaze.
He's okay.
He'll be fine. His name is Blaze.
Peanut butter Pop-Tarts. Win. JPC, I think you are up again. This is from our friend Nat in Philadelphia.
Oh, Natty Nat.
Nat writes, here's their three options. Treehouse Happy Hour.
Oh, shit.
Screaming Sunrise.
You know I like screaming.
And add it to your backpack. Once again, that's Treehouse Happy Hour, Screaming Sunrise, and add it to your backpack.
It's got to be added to your backpack.
Great. Whenever you're ready.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Add It To Your Backpack. I, of course, just initials. I'm W, and we are coming at you from the very back of detention. Once again, we can't make a lot of noise because me and my co-hosts are in the very back of detention.
Shh.
Okay, we're cool. She's not looking. Okay, guys, go ahead and introduce yourselves.
Hi, I'm Kelly Peterson, and I'm...
Kelly, no!
What?
I'm W, no names, no full names!
Okay, what do I do now? How do I...
Okay, just do a big wink, like your name is Kelly Peterson, and then, like, wink.
A wink. My name is Kelly Margaret Peterson.
Oh, boy, she's doubled down.
And hey, everybody. I'm also here. My name is Janice Sport. I am also here.
Like a Jan Sport backpack, but what's your real name?
No, Kelly, no.
We don't use real names.
Oh, okay, I'm W.
Sorry.
Okay, so, Jan, Kelly... Welcome to another episode of Add It To Your Backpack, the show where we teach kids how to steal and keep it quiet so that you don't get busted like us. So, first of all, we have to clear the air, elephant in the room, bust of the week. Who got busted worse this week, and why are we all in detention?
Yeah.
Okay, I got busted pretty bad. Here's my story. Now, Brandon Todd sits in front of me during social studies, right? And Brandon Todd is notorious.
Great, now they'll be able to find who you are.
Oh, shit.
If they know Brandon Todd sits in front of you in social studies, they'll be able to find who you are. Guys, what if I told you?
He always brings little Debbies. And when he wasn't looking, I put glue on the end of my pencil and I stabbed it into an oatmeal cream pie and a Star Crunch. And I overreached and a star cake. And
you
I tried
too
to get
close to the
and
sun.
A zebra cake.
No,
so I tried to get
much.
An oatmeal pie, a Star Crunch, and a zebra cake all in one go.
Too much.
They clattered to the floor. I lived beyond my means. He was alerted. He turned around and ratted me out.
Can I just say? I feel like you didn't need the glue. You had a sharp pencil. You could have just stuck it through those.
Yeah,
I don't want lead poisoning.
Glue's going to ruin the food even worse than the lead. Okay, Kelly.
How'd you get busted?
Oh, yeah. How did I get busted? Well, of course, I'm W. I'm the leader of this group. Add it to your backpack. And I teach kids how to steal and not get caught. But, unfortunately, lesson learned, when you are stealing from the display case at the cafeteria, make sure that you always take things from the top of the case. It's like Jenga. If you try to steal things from the bottom of the display case, 9 times out of 10, every single item in that display case is going to clatter down on top of you and you will get caught. That is exactly what happened to me. In this case, I was at the cafeteria. I was stealing French fries. I got covered in hot French fries.
Oh,
and let me tell you.
Oh, no.
They were not waffle, okay? So they poked and they prodded.
Like a sword.
Oh, just like a sword.
Kelly,
bust of the week, how did you get busted?
Okay, this is how I got busted. Mrs. Marlowe was teaching in the middle of class. And
Wait.
Said, now is my chance. And then I walked up to her desk to just steal the test to get all the answers.
Oh,
she
yeah,
was like,
smart.
I can clearly see you. I'm in the middle of teaching class.
Dang, busted.
What the hell are you doing? And I said, oh, I'm so sorry. And she goes, I'm going to give you a detention unless you rat two other people out. And so I was like, I know who I'll rat out. Mike and Cody, my two friends. And
what the fuck? That's our names.
Safe names.
You're going to be in detention. They're going to be in detention. You're free to go. I'm going to bust them for something that... And I told them about a French fry incident and then also the trying to get the little...
What the fuck?
And then,
are you kidding?
And then she said, you don't have to have attention. And then, okay, and this is... And then I went, But I miss my friends. I want to hang out with my friends. And then she made me go to detention. And so I got busted into how much I love spending time with my best friends.
Wait a second. You, the only reason the two of us are here in detention is because you ratted us out, Kelly, and used our real names. And used our real names.
What the fuck? More like Trapper Don't Keeper in the group.
Mike,
you are
Cody,
awful.
What are you talking about?
You suck. You always do this. You're a fucking narc.
Okay. You know what? Guys, we have to go on with the episode anyway.
I have to understand what I did wrong. I can't even think of a single part of that story where I made a wrong turn.
Don't talk to teachers.
Okay, now.
Don't try to steal tests in the middle of class. Don't say everybody's real names. Kelly, come on.
Come on.
Stop. Okay, okay.
We talk about this every week.
We have to move on. Okay, now is a segment in our show where the three of us try and guess which girls in class got their periods. Some of them we know because they're wearing white pants.
I did. Kelly. I got my period. I got my period. Did I tell you guys?
I heard it feels good.
What? Yeah, it does. It's awesome. Am I the blaze of the group?
Who told you that?
You know
when
we watch Food Fight?
Oh, you know Food Fight's the best.
Yeah, but do you know when we watch that? Am I the blaze?
No.
I don't think. No, you're not the blaze. You just keep stepping in it, Kelly. You keep stepping in it.
My period?
I hope not. Okay, and you just got it. You wouldn't keep. It doesn't matter.
I just got it just now for the first time.
Let's go to our next segment. Our next segment is best type of backpack to use to steal stuff from the local convenience store, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Here's the kind that you don't want. One that has a bunch of jangly zippers and stuff on it, okay?
Oh, sure.
You want a backpack that's as silent as possible? I borrowed my dad's fishing backpack. That thing was full of lures, tackles, and bobbers. It made such a racket, I got caught immediately.
Oh, yeah. What I do is I use my older brother, who's in college. He has a satchel, which is like a backpack for your hip. And when I wear that into a convenience store, I can steal whatever the fuck they want because they assume I'm rich with a satchel. So they're like, why would anybody rich want to steal? So I get away with fucking murder just like all rich kids.
That's so smart. That's so smart.
That's smart.
I use either my friend Mike or Cody's L.L. Bean backpack that's their
the
name
fuck?
On it.
Kelly,
and then I wear
not
a hoodie to try to look like them. And so if
my classic
store,
look.
Yeah, so if the store thinks that it's someone, they are not going to think it's me.
Kelly, I keep getting busted for taking stuff I didn't take.
Well,
Kelly, you know, you know, hoodie and a bean, classic look, that's both of our looks.
I know. You guys are my best friends, and I love this.
Kelly.
Does anyone have a tampon? What?
I say this with love. You've got the most little sister
too.
Energy that I've ever seen in my entire life.
Same.
Okay, give me a boost.
Outstanding. That was JPC's. Aaron, are you ready for your options?
Always.
This is from KH. KH, and I'm sorry, we're also going to dip into JD's options because KH only had two. So here are your options. Talk of Tombstone. Talk of Tombstone.
Okay.
A city I was recently in, which was very fun. Cowboy
Taco?
Taco? Talk of Tombstone, Cowboy Corner, or Eleanor Wonders Why. Talk of Tombstone, Cowboy Corner, or Eleanor Wonders Why.
I'm going to do Talk of Tombstone.
Okay.
Great.
And welcome back to Talk of Tombstone. As you know, the show originally was about the 80s movie with Kurt Russell, but we ran out of things to say, so we pivoted. Now we talk about the funniest, coolest, best, most quirky, interesting thing you can put on your tombstone. I'm here with my co-hosts, comedians, JPC and Adel Rabai.
Hey, thanks so much for having us.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much for being on Talk of Tombstone.
We are excited to be back. I know last time the two of us, it was a little embarrassing. The two of us both decided to put it's not delivery, it's DiGiorno's on our tombstone, which you said was not that funny. So we're excited to redeem ourselves.
And yeah, this time I did watch the whole movie all the way through. So
again, we pivoted away from the movie Tombstone. It is excellent. We love it.
Sam Elliott, Tour de Force.
I can't think of a bad performance in that movie.
Okay.
I can.
Who?
The one bandit with the mustache. He's overacting.
Fine.
And the wife who's addicted to laudanum, what's her deal?
She's addicted to laudanum. That's literally her whole deal.
All right, so what would you put on your tombstone?
Go. Oh, also Val Kilmer. I'm your Huckleberry? What are we doing? I heard he improvised that line.
We don't insult Val Kilmer's performance.
He's sweating the whole movie.
That's acting. If I thought you weren't my friend, well, I just don't think I could bear it. That's what acting is.
Okay.
So what's a funny thing to put on your tombstone? I'm with stupid with a little arrow? That's kind of funny.
How about my other tombstone's a car?
Okay, I actually like that one.
That's very fun. I think that one is very fun. My other tombstone's
all right,
a car.
New game. If you can get me to actually laugh, you get a point. Adel, great job. Point.
Wow, thank you.
Okay, so I know a lot of tombstones, they have that like, here lies, here lies, here lies. What mine would say was, here stands JPC. And then underneath it, yeah, he was pretty short.
Oh, how about for me, dig her up. Like lock her up? Oh, what about
What about in a couple hundred years when people don't know the context for that?
How are people also going to get the pronunciation of that? It'll just say dig her up on it.
Well, that really poo-poos my next idea, which is peanut butter Pop-Tarts. Win.
Oh, what about one that says, if you lived here, you'd be dead by now?
How about look behind you?
Ooh, I like it. Kind of scary. Pretty
fun.
Yeah,
kind of spooky.
Okay, can I do one more? I think
yes.
I would want a tombstone that you intentionally plant like a little brush by and let it grow out over the tombstone so you obscures what's written on the tombstone. And then when you move the little brush back, all it says is, put the brush back.
What about something that like we know drama or characters welcomed?
Oh, I like that. Yeah. Or like go to McDonald's and be like over 3 billion served.
I actually I don't know if this is okay to do. I might have overstepped my boundaries like a kid reaching for Little Debbie. So my apologies if I'm overreaching. But I actually my uncle. Uncle Camel is actually a mortician, so I actually brought him on the show if he wanted to spout a few ideas.
Yeah, of course.
Thank you for having me. Now most
whoa, where'd you come
know.
From? I thought there was just a
the
bat
ceiling,
in a corner a
I
moment
lowered
ago.
From the ceiling. Now most people don't know this, but when you bury a casket and then put the dirt on top of it, the casket immediately collapses from the weight of the dirt. So everyone thinks of bodies pristinely preserved in these caskets, but no. The caskets are collapsed.
Couldn't they be built in a way that made sure that didn't happen?
They could be, but they're not.
Ugh.
Cutting corners. That's
a
mortician game.
Oh, God.
What would you put on your tombstone?
Ooh, me?
Yeah.
I'm getting a look at this guy. He's going to be like pepperoni, green pepper, sausage. He's
probably like pepperoni, green pepper, sausage, whole mushrooms.
Yeah, that's his. That's
what
his
do you want
thing.
On your tombstone? That or honk if you're horny.
Oh, that's good. All right, get out of here, you scamp. Let's get Adel back in here.
Turns into bat, flies away.
Lord Almighty. Oh, God. You said that was. Who was that, Adel?
My Uncle Camel. You know how I'm Palestinian? That's Sandy Camel.
Okay. Scene.
I was trying to say one more fact about Tombstone, and then I second-guessed myself.
What were you going to go with?
I was going to talk about Bill Paxton. I couldn't remember his character's name.
He plays his little brother.
Morgan.
Morgan Earp. Mm-hmm. Tombstone, I'd put it in like my top, I'd say top 30 movies.
Oh, okay. I would say it's also in my top 30. It might be in my, top 30. Yeah,
I saw it for the first time when I lived in Chicago. So I've seen it in the last 10 years is the first time that I saw it. And I really enjoyed it. I was on a big Western kick at that time.
Same here. I went when I was in maybe transitioning from high school to college that summer, I went on a big Western kick and watched a ton of Sam Elliott and just Westerns in general.
I think The Magnificent Seven and that were my two favorite Westerns.
The Magnificent Seven is amazing. It's a masterpiece. I get so mad at those kids who just glom onto Charles Bronson because they're the reason he dies.
Yeah.
They're like paparazzi where they won't leave him alone. They're like, oh. And he's like, get down, you idiots. There's gunfire. And he like protects them and dies. So I'm furious at those two kids.
I really enjoyed 310 to Yuma.
The newer like remake of it.
Christian Bale, I think.
Yeah, and it's Christian Bale and Russell Crowe, right? Mm-hmm. He's the bad guy. And yep. then the second in command guy, who's that Scientologist? His name is Ben something. He's that blonde guy. He is so creepy in that movie. I think he's just a wonderful villain.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Speaking of wonderful villains, I believe it is my turn.
My turn.
So here are my options. This is from JD and CH. Let's see here. My options are Buff Alert. I can't tell if that's like, it's all one
I'm
word.
Eating a Buff Alert chick like, sandwich.
That's like, I'm buff, like alert, I'm strong, or if it's like Buffalo Alert.
I'm at a 24-hour fitness, and I'm, Buff Alert.
I got Buff Alert all over my shirt.
So Buff Alert, Yesterday's Travesties, Eric Has a Problem, and how do you pronounce J-E-H? Live, Red Rock Tuesday. That's all one.
Wow.
I'm going to go with Eric Has a Problem.
Okay, Eric Has a Problem. I like it. I'm not your
Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode. Eric Has a Problem.
Eric, what's going on? Eric.
Eric, buddy, open the door. What's going on?
Mom and Dad, I don't want to talk about it. I'm trying to do my podcast. Please.
Eric, we love you, buddy.
I love you too, because I have to. Please, just leave me alone. I'm trying to record a podcast.
Okay.
You just got up from the table so fast, buddy. You ran up to your room. There's still dinner on the table.
Because I just thought of an idea for the podcast.
Okay, we love you, buddy.
I love you too, because I have to. And I wish I had brothers. If I had brothers,
Eric?
I could basically be the McElroys if I had brothers. You fucked me. You two fucked me by not
Eric,
fucking.
Did
by
you say you wanted butter?
You fucked me.
You butter? Want the butter's on the table, Eric.
Butter.
You want butter?
Brothers or sisters?
He wants butter, honey. Let's go downstairs.
Butter.
No.
Let's get him the butter.
Welcome back to another episode of Eric Has a Problem. I'm your host, Eric. Today we're going to talk about all things Eric. Now, a lot of times when I get home, my parents are immediately hounding me. They want to hang out with me. They have a board game set up on the living.
Mom.
What?
Hey, I heard about what happened at school.
Can you just talk normally and not in that tone? That tone makes me so angry.
They found that dirty magazine in your locker. Do you want to talk about the birds and the bees with Mom?
I don't want to talk about it.
Eric, okay. But I'm here and you can ask me any questions. I was very sexual and still am.
Mom.
What? I'm a mom. I'm going to go get that butter.
Do you know I got my ass beat because I had that dirty magazine? Because everyone's like, just use your fucking phone.
Yes, we can talk about beating asses too. We can do whatever you need, honey. I'm gonna go get your dad for this. We're gonna get the butter and I'll be right back up. Okay, I love you. Door open or door closed? Open
closed.
Or closed, hon. Okay, I'll leave it a crack open just in case you change your mind.
I'm your host, Eric, and I wanted to talk about what was I talking about? I can't even remember. I had this great idea at the dinner table. I was eating ravioli.
Hey, buddy.
What? Yes, what?
You want a sip of beer? You want to try a little first sip of beer? It's cool. It's cool if you need to experiment, Eric. If you want to have a little sip of beer, I'd love for you to do it in front of me. That way I know you're being safe.
I mean, that actually sounds kind of fun.
Okay. Can I come in? I respect your space.
Can you pass it just through the crack in the door?
We can't. We stuffed butter down in that crack through the door. Now there's melted butter over the floor.
Okay,
I gotta come
fine,
in, buddy.
Fine.
I'm coming in.
I'm opening it. God.
Okay.
Give me a second.
Is this a boys' party or are moms invited too?
Mom, what are you wearing? Leather?
Yes, this is. I feel good in leather. Are we having a sip of beer and gabbing? While we're gabbing, let's talk report cards, huh?
Yeah, while we're shooting the crap and drinking a couple of brew dogs, let's talk about report cards, Eric.
Well, I got
three C's, but I talked to the high school counselor and I told him I have three C's because in the middle of the night, my parents get into bed next to me to try and shower me with love, and I can't sleep, so when I get to school, I'm dead tired.
Well, sounds like you could really use a little sip of beer right now, Eric. Go ahead, have a sip of your dad's beer.
Okay, let me just open it here. It's a little warm.
Honey, I'm just going to pick up your room a little bit while I'm
no,
here.
No, Mom, stop.
Gonna...
Don't, not that pile.
Figurines?
Not that pile.
Do you need
no.
figurines? I'm just going to do
those
this.
Are Funko Pop, Mom, not figurines.
Funky Pops?
God.
What?
And all Eric, right. Buddy, while you take a sip of that beer, why don't you hit Dad's vape pen?
All right, honey, I'm looking through your closet, and I'm realizing we got to get you a couple new Old Navy button-downs. You're sweating through these and leaving stains, my friend.
I ruin them on purpose because nobody wears Old Navy anymore.
Just hit it for a second. Don't inhale. Just hold the vape in. Just hit it for a second.
Oh, honey, I meant to tell you, I told Melissa at school's mom that you have a crush on her. I figured that's what you wanted.
What the fuck are you doing?
We saw her at the grocery store.
We saw her at the grocery store.
Yeah, and I got a boner and I had to grab a box of Wheat Thins to cover my boner. And then you grabbed it away and said, what are you hiding down there? Did you steal something? And
you're making us sound creepy.
I had to say, no, it's a boner. And then you said, who is that boner directed towards? And then I looked in Melissa's direction and you two figured it out and giggled.
Eric, who made the scene there? Okay, replay that scene in your head. Who made the scene there? Your choices made the scene.
If I could have just held the Wheat Thins in front of my groin, it would have all been fine.
I'm going to open the window. I'm going to get some fresh air
It's musty in here. It smells like a teenage boy in here.
Oh, man.
I masturbate myself.
Good.
Good. That's fine. That's okay. We're not going to shame you for that.
We don't need to. And maybe one day you'll grow up. You'll find someone like I found your mom, and you won't need to do that anymore.
Oh, honey, your aunt is calling. I'm going to talk to her for 45 minutes on the phone right in front of you, and then I'm going to aggressively hand you the phone and expect you to talk to her for as long as she wants.
Take a sip of beer. That is maybe the worst situation that anyone could be put into by another human being.
Yep.
Your aunt's calling. Why don't you talk to her? Oh, my God. My aunt's... only text me now. They only I've never answered a phone call from a single one of them. So now they only text me.
Oh my God, I would love if any of my aunts called me right now. They don't call me because I would gab.
Wow.
Well, speaking of gab, we're not going to gab anymore because that's the episode.
No.
We have a truckload full of more suggestions, so maybe in the next few months from now, we'll have to do another one.
I know. I want to do another one soon. This is my favorite premise.
Can I, before we go, can I also plug something that I think that our listeners would enjoy?
I insist.
So, listeners, go ahead. If you have your aunt's phone numbers in your phone, go ahead, build in an auto reply that says, thanks for the invite, but I can't make it that weekend. That'll cover almost anything that an aunt ever has to say to you. And if it doesn't contextually fit, they'll figure out a reason and make it make sense in their head.
I remember
he's a genius.
I remember family members would send me, when I was younger, they'd send me birthday cards. And it would just be like, obviously, a store-bought birthday card. And I said, obviously, and I recognize that. Store-bought birthday card. And it would just say, like, happy birthday and whatever else inside. And then they would just sign their name. Like, that's it. No personal inscription or whatever. And then my mom would be like, well, you have to write them a thank you card. And I'm like, they sent me their name on paper. Why do I have to send them a two-sided letter as a thank you when all they did was they basically mailed me their autograph? I hate that. I hate...
I'll be honest, a thank you card is such a nice thing to get from someone. An obligatory thank you card is an industry that needs to be destroyed.
Yes.
The auto-response thank you cards, fuck off with that.
I send thank you cards if I get something thoughtful or I miss someone or whatever that might be. But yeah, the sort of like knee-jerk reaction of like, well, somebody sent you a card, you have to send them a thank you card. And again, if it was a thoughtful card, of course I will. But when they're just sending their autograph, no thank you. Now... we do have one final thing which is to say goodbye. I actually brought in one of our favorite public access TV shows to say goodbye. Let's please send our farewells, outsource them to Welcome to Beverly.
Oh, goodbye, everyone. Yeah. Goodbye from Beverly.
Goodbye from Beverly. And next time, we'll have a more...
Yeah, and next time on the show, we're going to have a mortician talking about how gross it is to die.
Send the cameras. I drive 100 cars. Goodbye.
Neptune.
Where did we do?
GBC?
No, GBC needed to say, she already said Neptune.
No, you said what you needed to say. I don't need to say Neptune.
You said what you
needed
to say.
Fine. I've reconnected with my son.
Congratulations. I can't believe
you're almost in starter. Did you two
brand over tubes, then? We branded over tubes. He's TV's Lee Peach, and he's Sir too.
Lee Peach is Sir too.
Sir too. Welcome to Beverly.
Am I the blaze worm?
No.
Okay, Neptune, yeah. You're
That was Clue Crew, so now here's a who's who. The relatable host was, Aaron Keith. If you rolled your eyes, it's cause of Adel Refai or that other young guy, fucking JPC. Casey Tony edited what everybody said, and F. Mumley Cardamus did the logo. Arnie Parrott sang and wrote every single friggin' note of 1, 2, 3, 4, hate riddle, riddles, Clue Crew.